This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvraj. You're listening to Open for Business. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the customization of phone and data plans within the local telco industry. I'm joined by Chau Tak Man. He's the head of Udo. And Udo, of course, is the relatively new telco player that's powered by Celcom. Its proposition is that it provides complete customization to its customers. But you also have to keep in mind and you have to remember that it's a crowded market here in Malaysia. And it's a market that has been dominated by big players for quite a long time. So I wanted to talk to Tak Man about all that, as well as the game plan that Udo has moving forward. Tak Man, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Good to have you. We can start by talking about the gap in the market that Udo is trying to close, because your key offering is customization. So what kind of pain point is Udo tackling with something like that?
Well, we believe that the customers nowadays, well, we call them the modern consumer. Right, they are digital natives. They are people who have their own interests, their own desires, their own wants. Right, they have very strong opinions. So that means that if a customer wants something, right, and they don't get it, it's you know, they may not want to come to you. Right, most telcos nowadays have a couple of mobile plan packages. Right, but for our case, we have many plans or many combinations, because we allow the customer to choose whatever they want. So you can choose the amount of data you want, the amount of voice you want, the amount of SMS you want, right? So that allows people to choose their combinations. Our feeling is that the modern consumer really wants personalization, right? And instead of having so many plans, right, you can't design so many plans to cater for, I suppose, the segment of one, right? So one thing that we decided to do was to allow actually the customer to be able to customize their own plan, right? So at the end of the day, for example, if you want to have 10 gigabytes of data this month, next month you want 20 gigabytes of data, we allow you to do that. A person that's sitting next to you could also be choosing some other plan, right? 15 gigabytes of data. They may be they may want to be on TikTok, they may want to be on YouTube. So we have the data kind of add-ons, right? So this allows customization. So that's our value proposition. We basically are allowing the customer to choose what they want.
So I'm guessing that Udo also has a very different target market, right? Because you are powered by Celcom, but there's also a sort of like brand separation there. So what is your target market specifically?
Well, it's basically the digital natives, right? Mm-hmm. People who are savvy, who are comfortable using app, going online to make purchases. So this means actually more of the Gen Ys and the Gen Zs. So that's the target market, basically the younger generation, although we do see the younger Gen X coming on board.
Okay. Any plans to expand from that target market in the future?
Not at the moment. The focus is still on that, right? I think that's a big market, still a highly potential market. Many more to go after, actually.
Mm-hmm. On from a technology and like resources standpoint, is that different for you as a company to provide them that much customization? Like what is the load that it has on you guys?
We are a corporate startup under Celcom, right? Mm-hmm. We term ourselves a digital telco, so everything is run digitally, which means that our backend stacks are slightly different. It's different from our parent company. So this backend stack that we have, our OCS system, our BSS systems, has been designed for this digital kind of approach.
So I'm just curious about the technology behind telco services, because you always hear people say this provider has better signal, or that provider has better connection, or better data, better coverage. What exactly determines that? Because there are so many different explanations, so many different factors, right? So I wanted to ask someone who's actually investing in telco infrastructure, like what determines the signal, the coverage, the strength that everyone seems to talk about?
Well, first thing, of course, is the infrastructure, right? Mm. It depends on the infrastructure in a particular location. So that's one component. The second component is the number of people in that area. The number of people area also, there's two portions, right? Actual number of people and who are using it at any particular time, right? So this would impact, I suppose, the service and the quality of network provided.
How do telco providers sort of maintain that quality as more people come on board? Like, let's say you're a new service and then you have X number of customers, and then in 5 years you grow to, you know, X number of customers. How do you maintain that quality as more people are using the same service?
Well, it's of course the enhancements of technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technology improves all the time. Right, so the telcos will work with their vendor providers to make sure that the technology is upgraded. Investments, of course, you would invest more, right? So these are the two main components, right? You basically optimize the technology that you have, you change the technology that you have, you upgrade the technology that you have, and at the same time, you may have to invest in a bit more. So you determine from... You will see, right? If a number of locations, I mean, the telcos will usually track, right? How many people are coming on board in a particular cell tower, right? How many people are coming on board in a particular location? Is this a new growth area? So this is where the telcos will be tracking all of this and, of course, planning accordingly.
Mm-hmm. So just expanding on that previous question, what kinds of trends are you seeing in the telco market now?
Well, for us, we focus more on the younger generation, right? So when we look at that, it's back to what I described earlier, the part about customization and personalization, right? It's not really just a telco thing. It's also, I suppose, their nature, right? The nature of the generation, the millennials, and also the Generation Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they really want, they have their own opinions on what is good for them. So this is one area that we feel that it's what they are looking out for, and that's why we follow that. And the other part that's changing is being more digital, right? I think nowadays consumers are more digital, which means that as a company, we also have to respond in terms of being digital of how we do our customer journey, how we serve our customer, how we interact with our customer, and how we provide services to the customer.
Okay. Anything surprising, like anything that you are particularly keeping an eye on or you didn't expect to happen, maybe especially in the last couple of years with the pandemic and stuff? Anything that caught you by surprise?
Not really. There wasn't really anything that caught us by surprise in the sense that we knew that people were becoming more digital, right? Maybe the things that it's just become faster. The trend to become more digital, people becoming more digital has sped up in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned just now earlier, we're also seeing the Generation X, the younger Generation X, becoming very much more digital. So it's probably not much out of expectation, but it's more that people have become or change faster than what we expected.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, you know, it's a very crowded market, and Malaysia has a smallish population. We don't have a large population. Do you think the industry is saturated already? Like, is there space for newer players to show up?
You are right. It is saturated, right? Mm-hmm. There are many, if you're talking about the telco space, there are many telcos, right? Both MNOs and MVNOs in the market. So the competition is tough, right? But I think there's always space for competition because customer needs and customer wants change over time, right? And this depends on how you're able to target specific segments, be able to satisfy the new requirements that the customer has. So in my opinion, I think there's always a space for new competitors.
What would you say is like the biggest untapped market at the moment in Malaysia, like specifically?
I think there's no real untapped market. I mean, you could argue that you have the corporate sector, right? You have the consumer side, and then in the consumer side, you have Malaysians, which could be based on the urban segment, could be based on the more rural segment. Then from our case, we targeted based on not so much just geographical locations, but based on lifestyle segments. So that's how we approach it, right? So we work on things like gaming, esports, we work on K-pop, we work on music and entertainment, because we believe that customers are not just separated or segregated by age, by, you know, location and so on. We believe it's more based on, you know, lifestyle and culture. So that's been our approach to the market, and that's how we feel that the market is going towards.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I have a few more questions to run through, but we're running a bit tight on time for this half of the show. Stick around though. I'm chatting with Takman. He is the head of Udo here on Open for Business. We will be back in a few minutes after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm on the line with Chow Takman. He's the head of Udo. Before the break, we were discussing customization and what that means within the local telco market. So you mentioned the esports. That's quite interesting because you have an involvement in esports. You take a big interest in that scene. How is Udo involved? Like what are you guys doing?
Well, we've been involved in quite a lot of things in esports, right? Maybe I'll talk about how we started. When we first started, we started off as involved in a tournament. We managed to work with Tencent Games for the first PUBG Mobile tournament in Malaysia. So that's how it all started, right? It was such an eye-opener for all of us. I mean, the reception from the fan base, from the customer base was so fantastic. We thought, okay, really, esports is really something that we needed to get into. So we got involved in tournaments. Then at the end of the tournament, we also took on board the winning team and formed, I suppose, one of the top Malaysian PUBG Mobile teams who are still with us at this moment. They are called Udo Gang, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing very well. They represented Malaysia in the Southeast Asia Championships. They won the Southeast Asia Championships, right? So we are involved in tournaments. We do have teams to engage with people. We are involved in the industry in terms of supporting influencers, casters also, right? Then we work with the event organizers. So we are basically involved in the whole ecosystem of esports in Malaysia.
How else are you dealing with the competition? Because everyone is trying to one-up each other, right? Like unlimited plans, high-speed data. Every week, it seems like there's something new. There's some new plan or some new offering. How are you future-proofing Udo against all this?
Yeah, that's always difficult, right? Competition, you're right, in a sense, there's unlimited plans, there's high-speed plans. Mm. But I think we have both, so that's good. but I would start by saying that how do we differentiate ourselves again, right? First thing is that the first value proposition is the ability to customize, right? I don't think any other telco in the market has our capability, right? We claim, and we have actually, we don't just claim, we have more than 2 million combinations that you can choose from. So that means, right, everyone in the room, if you have a few thousand people in the room, could theoretically have a different combination. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you can't get that. So I think that's our main value proposition and differentiation, the ability to customize. Second thing is that the part is about digitization. We are very digital in nature. Everything is done on the app. So that means every customer of Udo must have the app. Without the app, you don't have a line, right? So the only non-digital part is just to get your SIM card, which we deliver to you. After that, from the point of registration, we take your face, we take your selfie using your phone, we take your snapshot of your ID, you choose your plans on the app, you make your payment on the app, and you may basically manage your whole line on the app. So I think that's the second differentiation. And the third one is about our lifestyle segments. That's how we engage our customers. It's not that we, again, like I said, it's not just that we just send out a marketing message and so on. We basically engage our customers via our lifestyle segments, which is basically esports, K-pop, music, entertainment, and active sports.
Okay. Obviously, we have to talk about revenue for 2020 because, you know, what kind of a year was it for Udo, you know, with the pandemic, with the MCOs, and then the ever-changing climate, right? So did you have to re-strategize or was it a good year for, you know, was there a lot of demand for you because of the affordability of data that went up?
Yes, COVID has been difficult, but we have continued to grow during COVID times. In terms of revenue, I won't be revealing the exact details, but versus 2020 versus 2019, we actually grew 52%. Mm. And our subscriber base, we grew 59%, right? So we had quite a good and strong growth. Of course, admittedly, it is a smaller base, so it's easier, but it's still a very strong growth.
Yep.
Right? So in a sense, it's been a difficult year. We probably could have grown even more, right? At the same time. But yeah, I think we've done pretty well.
Okay. Why do you think that is specifically for 2020? Because a lot of other companies took hits or you know, were damaged during the pandemic, right? So what do you think made you guys sort of grow or have that kind of spike, you know, 50%+?
Well, as a telco service, everyone needs data. Everyone still needs their voice. Everyone still needs their SMS. So I think in terms of a need, it's still there, right? So people still need that. When people were at home, right, they need even more data to keep in touch. So that's one component. But I think the main thing that differentiated us, again, was the ability to be able to run digitally, which means that you didn't need to go to an outlet to get your SIM card. You didn't need to go to the outlet to go manage your line. You know, if you need to stop something, you need to buy something extra, right? So everything was done on the app. So I think that helped, right? It's also a bit more safe. You didn't need to go to an outlet to queue up to do anything.
I see. Okay. You are a relatively new provider, but you've had, like you mentioned, significant growth in the last 2 or 3 years. Could you tell us about that, like Udo's growth as a company? You know, because it is quite rapid if you think about it.
So Udo started in January 2018, right? So we have passed the 3-year-old stage, right? I always say that, you know, at the beginning we are a baby. I think we probably call ourselves more a teenager now, right? We've grown up quite a bit. We've done pretty well actually, in terms of both revenue and sub numbers. In terms of even the people, the number of people working in the office, right? It's doubled, I think, from the first time we started. Right? Oh. So we probably started about 20 old people. Now we are about 50 plus, right? So that, I think that shows really the growth of Udo, right? And then in terms of how we've been doing our marketing, I think that's it's evolved over time also. But we stuck to our core, I suppose, brand values, which is being cheeky and bold. And I've mentioned a bit about the lifestyle segments. It is something that we continue to work on. We've gotten better at that. We talk about esports just now. When we first started out, I don't think many corporates were involved in it. Now we see more, but we are probably the most dominant name in esports in terms of a corporate supporting the esports scene. So that's, I think we've grown quite a lot in that aspect.
Right. Takman, can you tell us about some of the challenges that you're facing at the moment? Like what are the challenges that Udo is facing as a company?
Well, first thing, we are still a young company. So to be able to compete with the big guns out there who have much more resources, it's always difficult in terms of marketing and brand awareness. So that's one challenge, right? Basically building the brand awareness. It's not been easy based on the resources that we have. I believe we have done well in terms of the segments that we have chosen, right? The lifestyle segments that we have chosen. But it still continues to be a challenge. In terms of the COVID situation, it has also impacted our approach for on-ground events. I think no matter how digital you are, right, in terms of engagement, sometimes you do need to be on the ground. You do need to have that presence in, you know, in a tournament, have presence in maybe a shopping center, right? You want to engage and touch base with I suppose physically with a person, right? So we do feel that part has been affected, and it is a challenge for us.
I think a good way to sort of cap this interview would be to talk about expansion plans. You know, you just spoke about growth, but where is the company headed after this? Because it's still early in 2021. So what are your plans for 2021 and maybe for the next few years?
Well, as we continue to grow, we definitely have to push it out in terms of innovation. I think innovation has been something that has helped us, right? We have launched many new kinds of products, many new features. So that's something that we will continue working on. The second item that we possibly want to work on is to get the SIM cards to more locations. We have had a lot of people coming to us asking for where we can get the SIM cards because they want to use Udo. But as mentioned just now, we currently only send the SIM cards via mail, right? We have both express and normal delivery. So there has been requests for us to have our SIM cards, the SIM card availability, to improve the SIM card availability, right? So we are likely to be working with retail outlets and so on and putting our SIM cards in outlets. So then this allows people to get the SIM card faster, right? Of course, at the same time, we will enhance our eSIM capability, right? I think eSIM is available for the higher-end Samsung phones, the higher-end iPhones, right? So that part is getting more popular, and we will want to continue improving the customer journey on that.
Takman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Right, that was Chow Tak Man, head of Yudu, and we were just discussing the idea of complete customization in a phone and data plan, the challenging of the status quo, and navigating a competitive local telco scene. You can stream this interview again via podcast on the BFM website or the BFM app, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast fix from. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.